the cheering fans, the funky fits, the rhythmic music. Harry Styles is heading to Chicago for Love on Tour this week, mainly playing tracks from his newest album, Harry's House. As it was. With the Chicago residency including 6 scheduled shows at the United Center, Harry was supposed to open last Thursday, October 6th, for his fans. Sophomore Rayana Hassan, a fan since One Direction, was able to get pit tickets for the Saturday show on the 8th with some of her friends. She said that while she was worried that her show was going to be postponed too, she was excited to attend his first concert.
I hope something like really, really good happens as a result of it being the first show. Because I know a lot of people, like when they look at these residency tours, they get really excited for like the last show. But the first show also has significance, so I'm excited about that.
One of the things that makes Chicago's show different from the other residencies is the late-night talking phone booth named after the song on Harry's House, set up throughout the venue. 6 phone booths are set up so fans can say a message to Harry, which will then be given to him on vinyl. We've been doing all
this late-night talking. I think it's like a really cute idea, and I would do it if the like line isn't crazy for it, kind of depending on that. Do I expect my voice to make it to Harry? No, because there's going to be thousands of people, but the what if chance is kind of cool.
That was sophomore Brooklyn Moore, who is going to 2 shows, one with her sister from back home and one with a friend from Northwestern. Another large part of the shows is the clothing. Many fans dress up for his concerts to match the lively energy of the show. Moore said she was stressed picking her outfit, but was able to find something fun.
I feel like everyone always looks so cute, but my outfit as of now is these black leather pants, and then I have this like rainbow sweater vest moment happening. And yeah, I think like bright and colorful is kind of the vibe for most people.
Hassan said she thinks dressing up is a part of the fun.
I think it's really, really cool that he can kind of cultivate like this kind of culture that comes with his concerts. I feel like very few people do that, and it kind of shows like when people reach a level of stardom.
But Hassan has one issue.
My only caveat is all of these outfits are not things that I feel people would wear like out. Like, I know I'm not going to wear this outfit ever again, so like I am spending money on something I'm only going to wear once, and I don't know how I feel about that.
For freshman Evelyn Adia, her show was Sunday, October 9th. She said getting tickets was one of the most stressful parts of going, given how high demand the show was.
It was actually my roommate got selected for pre-sale, so she was able to get them. It was the end of May. It's funny because it was right after we had met each other, and she was on a plane trying to buy them and getting Wi-Fi and like refreshing and all this stuff, and it was very stressful, but she ended up getting 4 of them.
More set to go if you can.
People are really fun and awesome. You make a lot of friends, just kind of other people who are obsessed with this random guy like you. And yeah, so I think that it's a really fun experience. And if you can go, which I know is also kind of controversial, that is quite hard to get tickets. But if you can, then I would go.
Students going to Harry will be living in a daydream as the residency wraps up on October 15th. From WNUR News, I'm Erica Schmidt.